You may have come across certain articles and posts on social media that look a bit too good to be true, the kind of things, you know, amazing deals, investments, get rich quick schemes. It all, sadly, is too good to be true and often turns out to be a scam. Scammers are using deepfake images now. They're manipulating content to link well-known figures to fraudulent schemes. Chris Packham's been involved. Martin Lewis has been involved. Naga Munchetti has been involved, all erroneously. They had nothing to do with it, but their images were used. On Naga's programme here on 5 Live earlier today, she described how she felt coming across these images of herself on social media.
These pictures of me exist. And I was quite, yeah, mortified in some ways, but I was bemused mostly because for me it was so obviously fake. But there was concern because obviously it had the BBC branding on it.
Well, TV presenter Chris Packham told Naga what happened to him.
When it was happening to myself, it was encouraging people to buy cryptocurrency and other things like that. And I mean, what they're doing here is taking the authority, the integrity, the credibility of the BBC and, I hate to say it, but not in an immodest way, ourselves. I need to command a trusted voice to command the science that I do in my campaigning and broadcasting work. And they know that. That's why they've come to people like ourselves, where there's no ambiguity that we should be seen to be telling the truth. So it is extraordinarily offensive. And of course, worrying. I loathe the idea that vulnerable people could be potentially exploited because I'm being parasitized by some hideous scammers.
So how are the scammers getting away with it, and how come social media platforms are not pulling them down as quickly as people may wish? Adam Levitt is an American legal commentator and founding partner of DiCello Levitt. He joins me now. Adam, hello to you.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. This is an increasing problem. A lot of people are being ripped off, Adam. Why aren't social media sites doing enough to stop this, do we think?
Well, you know, it's one of those things. Social media sites are all about keeping as many people stuck on their sites as possible. And as a result of that, they don't like to do an awful lot to protect the public. So I think what we're seeing a lot of is they're going as far as they can, keeping their heads in the sand until they have to do something. And a great example of that is what happened on X, in that what happened was, over the past number of months or so, X's enforcement of its own policies has been really, really inconsistent and lacking. So much so that even last year, Elon Musk reposted a deepfake video of Kamala Harris violating his own policy. So it's a very interesting time, and we're seeing a lot of inconsistency from the social media platforms, unfortunately.
Yeah, and it's quite a cavalier attitude. Are they not worried about legal action, which could, I guess, if it was a collective legal action, be quite costly?
Well, I can tell you this. Our firm is very heavily involved in social media litigation right now, both in the very large multi-district litigation that's pending in San Francisco. We also represent a number of Indian tribes in those cases. And we also represent a number of the families in the Buffalo, New York mass shooting cases, those racist cases at the Top supermarket a couple of years ago. And in that case, we're seeking to hold the social media platforms responsible for providing a platform for the killer to spread his hateful message while selling advertising all around it. So I think we're seeing a stronger spotlight being shone upon the social media companies, but they're fighting back hard, and there's a reason so many of them all of a sudden have gone from being huge supporters of Democratic candidates and Democratic policies to supporting President Trump and whatever you want to call his policies.
Yeah, who, you know, obviously is a prolific user of social media. Adam, I've only got about 30 seconds left or so. Technology is making these fakes even more prevalent, aren't they? They're getting around the world quicker. I mean, even if they were shut down, people will believe the lie before the truth can out.
Yes. And I think one of the things that's good in the last few seconds we have is that in the United States, at least 20 states so far have enacted laws to stop using political deepfakes. And I think we're going to see a more consistent series of proposed legislative effects to shut this down, because I think you're right. What's happening here is highly problematic. It makes people completely distrust the media, and it's a truly unfortunate thing. So we as a firm, we're doing everything we can, and I hope that our politicians are doing the same thing, both in the US and around the world.
Good to talk to you, Adam. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you. Bye-bye. A legal commentator, Adam Levitt, there.